Loughborough, good morning and welcome to the show. Today we talk holidays, as it's that time of the year when people are heading off for the school holidays or looking to the summer and making those travel plans. My co-host today is Richard Manson of Flying Elephant. Now, Richard's got a good nose for a deal and he'll be sharing his finds and giving his holiday tips. We're also going to look at a report published by Living Social and Mandala Research, which reveals the trends and behaviour of the UAE residents when it comes to holidaying. So what kind of holiday maker are you? Are you a sun-seeking beach babe or a city tour type? Do you prefer a five-star resort, relaxed and sort of pampering kind of holiday? Or shopping and city tours is more your kind of thing? Do you like to have everything planned and organised before you depart? Or do you like to just pitch up and see what happens? What kind of holiday maker are you? And if you have made your travel plans, let us know where you're holidaying this year and why you've made that choice. 4001. Let us know with your name and you'll go into the draw today to win a pair of tickets to see the Eagles live in Dubai on the 12th of April, live at the Sevens Stadium. So what kind of holiday maker are you? And if you've made your holiday plans, where are you going this year and why did you choose that destination, that kind of holiday? We'd love to hear from you. 4001. Now, coming up at 11 o'clock, financial consultant Karen Bobka will be here to answer your questions on finance, whether it's insurance, savings, investments or loans. Text in your questions to 4001 or you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. So, Richard, what kind of holiday maker are you?
Well, I just love holidays in all shapes, sizes, whatever they are, bring it on. Now, I mean, for me, holidays are a very important thing. They're an important thing for lots of reasons. One is to sort of relax and sort of chill out and revitalise. Other holidays are about visiting friends and families. But the most important holiday for me is going somewhere I've never been before, you know, to go, it's sort of an adventure.
All right, so have you made your plans yet this year?
Well, sort of tentative plans. In my line of work, it's hard to always sort of lock down dates, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there, you know, have the same thing where, you know, getting dates that sort of fix with everybody. But I'm looking at, because it'll be my big 40th this summer, and I'm looking at going on a trip in August to visit some friends in America, and then a very good friend of mine who resides here in Dubai, actually, a close-hand magician called James Harrington, is getting married in Canada on the 27th of August. So I'm hoping to get up to Canada and witness his wedding, as it were.
So in the past, now you've done a lot of travelling in your time, and from very adventurous kind of holidays, active holidays, to your more kind of relaxed holiday. So in the past, what would you say has been the key to a successful, happy holiday?
Well, I think you've got to be careful who you go with. I mean, there's a lot of stories of sort of great friends falling out on holidays, but I think where you go depends on the type of people you're also going with. Beach holidays for me isn't something that I particularly enjoy anymore. However, if you go with a big group of people, I think those sort of beach holidays can still be great fun. But I think if there's just sort of two of you, they can be a little bit boring. So I think you've got to be very selective who you choose to go on your vacations with.
Well, that's in your opinion. I find that very interesting that going as a couple for a beach holiday could be boring. But, you know, it's all down to what you're looking for in a holiday and why. What kind of holiday maker are you? Now, looking at this report coming out of Living Social and Mandala Research, they looked at, I think, 187 UAE residents. That was the total sample size. And 68% of those surveyed were male and 32% were female. Now, the spread of ages skewed towards the younger demographic between 18 and 34 at 61% and between 35 and 64 years of age at 36%. And the majority of respondents were from Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and the average annual income was $200,000 to $299,000. That was 90%. Less than 75,000 dirhams was 15%. 75,000 to 149,000 at 18%, and 400,000 above 26%. And looking at their findings, so we're going to work through some of these. It's quite fun, actually, part of this. Now, looking here then, snap happy social butterflies and keen to be green. So when you go on holiday, is it vital that you take your camera and you want to record every moment? In fact, as you're going along, are you snapping those photos and then uploading them immediately on your smartphone to go up on Facebook, on Twitter? Are you logging your trip as you go? Is this something, is, you know, really part of your holiday experience that you couldn't go without a camera or your phone to record it as you go along? Similarly, is it very much there for you, vital or indeed top of your priority to go somewhere that has an eco-friendly nature to it? So you're seeking out nature, or you need to know that it's an eco-friendly destination. Now, I'm quite surprised at this, I have to say. I mean, pleasantly surprised to look at the results regarding the eco-friendly. Now, I can't say, I'd like to think that I'm aware of the environment. I can't say that I'm always looking when I go on holiday for that eco-friendly destination. But I must admit, last year, when I was in the UK, I was kind of doing a tour around the UK to places I'd never been to before. And interestingly, I did kind of err towards those guest houses, the accommodation where it would be, say, things like an organic breakfast.
Right, okay.
Or, you know, recycling, or there was something, because, you know, the UK are very hot on it now, and it will be part of the sort of selling tool, if you like, to see in the marketing what that hotel offers. So, yeah, all right, let's have a look at the results here. I mean, for you, Richard, are you somebody that has to take your camera and wants to log everything as they go?
Do you know what? Since the sort of dawn of digital cameras, I haven't so much. In the old days, when you got a roll of film with 34 pictures on, I used to take a camera and be very selective of the pictures I took and sort of know that I'd only have 34. Since you can take a picture of everything, I've sort of got quite lazy with it.
So let's look here then. We have got, when it comes to holidays, UAE residents are never without a camera to document their travels, with 72% admitting to taking an abundance of photos on holiday. And the survey also revealed that UAE residents are prone to socialising, as 58% believe they were likely to meet new people and make new friends while on holiday. So social and avid photographers, it seems. Now, UAE residents also showed a substantial concern for the environment, with 53% of respondents highlighting an eco-friendly destination or hotel as a priority. So what do you make of those findings? Let us know on 4001. Do you consider the environment when you're on holiday? Are you looking for that more sort of closer to nature kind of experience? Do you look at hotels and see what they're doing when it comes to recycling, when it comes to, you know, sustainability within the hotel? Certainly now many hotels will include that in their marketing. So let us know on 4001. China cities and countryside is one text that's come in. So I think that would be an amazing trip. And we're going to talk a bit about China, actually. That's also coming up in the report here in a little while. So, yeah, China would be a great destination. Have you ever headed that way, Richard?
I've never been to China. It's somewhere that I'd love to visit. I'd love to see the Great Wall. That's one of those sort of all-time, lifetime experiences that I want to see. I have been to the Far East, I've been to Thailand, and I've been to Cambodia. But China is still on the to-do list.
So first on your list of deals that you found for us today.
Well, I've sort of had a look, and I've got deals all over the world, from short breaks to the longer holidays. But I've sourced all of these from our friends at Donata, and you can get any of this information on www.donatatravel.com. Another place I've never been, Cairo, and you can go on the 5th of April, which is very soon, Dubai to Cairo for 3 nights in a 2-star hotel, and that's from just as little as 1,284 dirhams.
Okay, and is that flight only?
Or no, that's flight in a 2-star hotel.
2-star, right.
3 nights accommodation.
Excellent. All right, so there's one. What else have we got?
Well, just funnily enough, we're back to the Far East, Dubai to Bangkok, departing on the 11th of April for 8 nights this time. Again, star rating, 2-star hotel, and that's from 2,001 dirham.
So
it's great with the flights as well.
It's really good, really good value. So good on you, Richard. You give us some ideas as well. If you're thinking, where am I going to go this year? What can I do? Maybe you've not thought of some of these destinations. So coming in is China. That's certainly hot on some of our lists. We've got two in from China for China. And I think Paris is showing up very well for our UAE residents with regards to this survey.